Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Worship Q&A podcast. I'm Dwayne Moore. We try to answer questions that worship leaders are asking. Today, the question we are discussing is how can we stay fresh and focused as spiritual leaders? This is a subject I've been studying on a lot lately because I'll be teaching this very thing at a leadership workshop I'm leading in Fort Wayne, Indiana at Sweetwater Sound later this week. This is an important topic for any leader in the church, including worship leaders. So let me just jump right into this. The first way that I want to talk about is to read good books and to read broadly, not just books on worship, but other books as well. For example, I just finished a book on Abraham Lincoln titled Lessons on Spiritual Leadership by Elton Trueblood. I try to read one or two books per month. I'm not a voracious reader, and I don't try to read everything that comes out. However, I think it's important to stay fresh by keeping our minds in tune with what we can learn from books. Even if I don't always agree with what I'm reading, it helps me stay fresh and sharp. Something else that's really important for spiritual leaders is rest, good old-fashioned sleep. Turn off your phone, turn off your TV, and get to sleep earlier tonight. Be sure you allow your body the amount of rest it needs. For me, I need an average of 7.5 to 8 hours of sleep each night. I don't always get that, but I try to prioritize that much because it helps me be more focused and more effective throughout my day. Hebrews says that God gives his children rest. And I believe that could include physical rest in the form of sleep for our tired bodies. The third way I believe it's important to maintain and refuel our freshness and our focus each day as leaders is to do what I call the leader's daily takes. There are three takes, to be exact, that I want to encourage you to build into your daily habit each morning. The first daily habit is to take a bath. Everybody will appreciate it if you take a bath. We were visiting a church recently, and the lady in front of us had apparently not had a bath in a few days. I don't have to tell you how we knew that. The aroma around her was, well, foul. I'm sure she was a sweet lady, and maybe she couldn't help it. But honestly, she just smelled bad. We honestly didn't want to sit there anymore. The reality is leaders need to take baths too. Spiritual leaders can stink if we're not careful. We need a cleansing spiritual bath every day. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 3, "You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you." David prayed in Psalm 51 that God would cleanse him with hyssop. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." The idea of being clean in our souls is throughout the Bible. In the first chapter of his book, Isaiah wrote, "Wash and make yourselves clean. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." The idea of being washed in the blood of Jesus is a powerful reality that we take for granted. On a daily basis, as we walk through this world, we get dirty. Not only on the outside, but we also allow sins to happen and we harbor them inside and we don't confess them immediately. Every day, like Paul, we need to die to ourselves, to die daily. If you go to our blog post for this podcast episode, you can download a process I put together for taking a cleansing bath of confession. It could become one of the most powerful exercises you've ever done, where you just sit before the Lord or you kneel before God and allow him to reveal to you anything you need to confess. Then once you've written those things and confessed them, you tear up the sheet of paper and you acknowledge and thank God that those sins are forgiven under his blood. You walk out of that bath time feeling renewed, clean, ready to meet your day and anything that might come your way. Once you've taken a bath, then you need to take a walk. Literally, take a walk. Don't just sit on your couch or lie down in your bed, but get up and walk if you're physically able. Have a talk with God as you walk. This is not an original idea with us. Jesus would walk for long distances to get to a place where he could meet with his Father. I doubt he waited to start praying until he got to his destination. Most likely he was praying even while he was walking to that place and even as he returned. There was a godly man in the Old Testament named Enoch. who walked faithfully with God. So much so that one day he apparently just walked right into glory, according to Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. When God walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, it wasn't to do business with them. It was to commune with them. When you walk, be sure the purpose is not to see what needs to be done on your to-do list for the day. Your first priority is to commune with your Father, to get to know Him, praise Him, thank Him, and then pour out your heart to Him as you walk and talk. Stop sometimes and listen and look around. If you can, walk outside so you can observe nature, the nature that He made. And then finally, the third take I want to encourage you to build into your daily habits is to take good notes. Any spiritual leader that understands the power of God speaking to us will tell you it's important to write down what you sense God may be saying. As you took your walk and as you took your spiritual bath, what scriptures came to your mind and how did God speak to you through those? Write that down. If you had a question or a concern or a burden that you still need help with, journal those also. You may be thinking, Dwayne, why would I do that? Why would I need to journal and take notes? I don't like to write. I don't have the time. You need to learn to make the time. Even if it's only a few minutes each day, just to journal something of what you feel like God may have said to you or impressed on you, or something that you said to Him that you need help with. If you'll make a habit in your life to do these daily takes and to get plenty of rest and to read good books, starting, of course, with the most important book of all, the Bible, then these habits will help you stay fresh and focused as a spiritual leader, as a worship leader, as a pastor in your church and with your family. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I love talking about the importance of staying fresh, prayed up, spiritually ready. It's definitely a battlefield out there, and we need the power and strength that we draw from His Word and from His presence. I want to ask you to pray for me as I go to this leadership conference and pray for the conference itself. We'll be teaching this 8-hour leadership pre-conference workshop, and then I'll be teaching along with many other people at the Worship Connect conference of Sweetwaters this week. So please pray for that. And also, would love to get you involved with our worship leader coaching program that we're launching. I've been coaching people for a long time. We're putting it in three phases, and you can read about those phases on our website. You just go to nextlevelworship.com and click on training at the top, and you can read about worship leader coaching, starting with coaching focused on you, on your personal leadership. And then we spread out from there. Then we begin coaching you on how to grow your team. And then we finally begin to focus on you recruiting others outside your team. So you get all of those facets of coaching from our network. So please join our community. Check that out. We would love so much to have you. And we look forward to doing another one of these podcasts next week. Thanks so much.